When adventurer Omar Samra and athlete Omar Noor teamed up to row across the Atlantic Ocean in 2017, they knew it would be unbearably difficult.
It was like being at war, every single moment of the experience.
You're feeling seasick, you're feeling tired. Every fiber of your body is telling you to stop, telling you to feed it, telling you to hydrate it, telling you to sleep more, telling you that I just don't want to be rocked anymore. Stop rocking me.
What they didn't know was that the worst case scenario would end up happening. A huge wave crashes into them, lifting them meters into the air. Their boat begins to turn, and then they capsize. Years later, they revisit their memories of that journey, of surviving death, and they try to make sense of it all.
You feel completely powerless. You feel insignificant. You feel like you're a speck. You feel like you do not matter.
It's a privilege. And sometimes it took us a long time to look at it that way. But I think also it behooves us to think about it as a responsibility as well.
In this companion podcast to the documentary film Beyond the Raging Sea that details the Omar's ordeal in the ocean, we dissect the invisible thoughts and emotions that Duo experienced.
We condensed, you know, probably 60 years of friendship into one hardcore experience.
We asked them about their calmest of hours and their darkest. What was going through their minds during all of this? Where does resilience come from? How could this life-altering event in the lives of two men create an impact beyond themselves and this specific journey?
If I lived that experience, and it's such a unique experience, and I survived to tell the tale, what do I do with that? Do I go back and live my life just the same way, or do I change some things?
I'm Lubna Munib, and this is State of Mind, a deeper dive into the chilling true story of survival documented in the film Beyond the Raging Sea. Make sure you're subscribed to our feed wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you next week.